This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program here, the very first episode for 2018. Open phones, as always. If you want to join the discussion, you may do so. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Bob.
And Melanie.
So in the very end of the last hour, we were talking about morality. And the morality, or lack thereof, in the average person. And Melanie, you are of a mindset, and again, correct me if I'm wrong in my understanding of what you said, that you are of the mindset that the average person is not a moral person, that they are supporting immorality, whether they are aware of it consciously or not.
Okay, so I wouldn't say that you can support morality, you can support evil acts and not be aware of it.
Okay.
Because if you go to the ice cream shop and it's locally owned and you're buying some ice cream and you think it's going to go support this guy's family, and then you come to find out he was actually an undercover CIA agent who was funding some CIA program, yes, those dollars went there.
Yeah.
There was no way for you to know that.
It wasn't your intention.
Yeah, so you had, that's not on you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something that you can easily find out, and how easy it is kind of depends on your situation, so it's pretty much easy for me to find out anything I want, whereas somebody who's living in somewhere without internet, that's not necessarily the case.
Well, it's one thing to find the thing out. It's another thing to believe the thing, right? So you can go online and you can find out all kinds of claims about things that some people believe are true. I mean, just go to, you know, the conspiracy theory websites. You can find out a lot of things. But do you believe
the things? Okay, I'm talking about verified information. So if I go to Starbucks website and Starbucks is like, hey, did you know that we use prison labor to make our Christmas brew?
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't. That would be very mean to Starbucks if it wasn't true. That would be horrible.
So what do they do?
They use prison labor for their Christmas brew, like the, not the coffee in the shop, but like the packages that you can buy and take home. And they got found out.
Which country do they do that?
The U.S.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the
slave labor in the state.
Yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, if you look at the 13th Amendment, it has a very specific exception. It's like, well, the state can enslave you if it calls what you're doing a crime.
Oh, yeah. I was a county slave when I was in jail for civil disobedience for 58 days back in 2011. Although, I guess you could argue that I wasn't technically, because they could have just put me in segregation if I didn't go and do what they wanted me to
right.
do.
So, okay, so
wait.
There's always an or. So if you didn't pick cotton, you could have just chose, quotes, to get beat to death instead.
Right.
That doesn't make it not slavery.
Yeah, not to mention, most places around the world consider solitary confinement
torture.
To be torture. So, yeah, it's either work for us for pennies a day or we torture you.
Well, they didn't
even
pay me.
Yeah, right. I mean, sometimes you get pennies, sometimes you don't.
Right.
But, yeah, so now, it might not occur to you, you're just going around your day-to-day life, maybe I wonder if this coffee is made with slave labor. I have no reason to ask that. Yeah. If that's you, and you just have no reason to question why that would be, and you didn't Google it randomly, okay, that's one thing. If you know that, and you're like, I don't care, I'm buying it anyway, it's there. It's not on Infowars.com, it's on Starbucks.com, so they're admitting to it. It's not like a secret. So, yeah, if you know something and you don't, and you
do something?
I wouldn't even say if you don't do something, because I'm not saying, okay, everybody, you're obligated to go free all U.S. drug prisoners, traffic prisoners.
Right, because if I start to go down the list if I start to go down the list of corporations, many of whom we do business with regularly, whether it's going to a Target or Home Depot or something like that, you start going down the list of these corporations, And it's not hard to find some sort of immoral thing that they either do or support. So I remember years ago on this program, I think it was like the 2008 range, because it was during the presidential campaign back then, where both of the major party candidates were supporting what they were calling national service. And I'm surprised this hasn't come back up again in recent times. But the idea of national service is that you work as a slave, basically, for the state, for the federal government, specifically, as a, for instance, a teenager, just getting
kinda
out
like,
of high
what
school.
What is the name of that movie? Starship
Troopers.
Yeah.
So, well, it's based on a Heinlein novel.
So you would, you know, work for the state. You would join some sort of national service program at the national federal level, and then you'd go and work for them for 2 years before you could go to college or something like that. The specific terms of whatever that program
very
would
similar
be.
To like how Israel drafts people at 18.
But this would be for a civilian draft.
Right.
It wouldn't be for the military. It would be for the people who didn't want to go into the military.
Right.
They could go and do whatever thing that the federal government came up with them to do. And anyway, my point that I was bringing that up was that these corporations had signed on in favor of national service, because the way the government was making it sound was like, this is volunteering. We're encouraging people to volunteer, as though being forced to work for the state for 2 years was somehow the same as choosing to go and work for a soup kitchen. But they were purposefully trying to conflate those two ideas together, and so you had companies like Target and Home Depot, I think those were two of them, coming out and saying they supported national service. They supported a program of slavery for all Americans. Now, was that because they knew that was what was intended with national service, or just because they liked the idea of having their names associated with a thing that they thought was volunteerism? Regardless, my point is, if you're trying to find problems with corporations, you're going to find them.
Okay.
And so if you start, refusing to do business with every corporation because, well, Starbucks has slave labor from prisons, but Target supports, national service, and, Walmart supports then where do you buy things?
Okay, so if you're in a situation where I have three options, one of them is slave labor, one of them is bombing countries, and one of them is torture, and that's the only three places you can get food.
Right, what do you do then?
There's nothing you can do about that.
Okay.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
You could go buy a farm, and you could get all your, pigs and
except
chickens.
Except the regulations are going to not let you do that. That's the entire point.
So that's one scenario in which there's nothing for you to do, whereas the other scenario is people having unnecessary items that they know where they come from and they don't care, and they don't say, I don't know what else to do. They say to me, I don't care, and they just kind of do whatever they want because they don't care, and it's something that they don't need or they could get somewhere else for, $2 more expensive or whatever. Those aren't the same thing.
I get what you're saying. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. But let's come back around to the general question of people on average. Are they a moral people or amoral or whatever, how you want to look at it. But so are you saying, Melanie, that you believe that most people are ignorant of the violence that they may be sort of tacitly supporting by, not looking into something, or that most people are aware that the positions that they're taking are supporting violence?
Okay, so I've had a lot of people who told me that they know, and who either told me that they know and I know that they don't act as if they know, or they act in conflict with that, or they straight up told me they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something that you don't know and you just have up until now have no reason to ever think might be a thing, like, I was really surprised when I found out that, hey, guess what? The state still has slave labor. It didn't occur to me that that would be the case. So if you had no reason to ever think that that would be a thing, or that whatever the case may be, some other thing, you had no reason to think that it would be a thing, you're not going to, randomly Google, every possible scenario and spend 6 months randomly Googling every possible scenario you can think up with.
We We got more coming up here. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we got to talk about libertarian women and the conflicts between them, which apparently you've experienced recently, Melanie, which is what sparked the discussion, which we're going to have coming up shortly. If you want to join us again, 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Cryptocurrencies are hot right now, but crypto is where it is because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took some of the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. You can find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. We've been talking about the morality or the lack of morality of people, and we're going to continue that discussion. Then talk about libertarian women, the elusive, barely existing libertarian women. There's so few of them in the liberty movement. And the inevitable question is always, well, why is that? But that's not what you wanted to discuss, Melanie. We'll get into that coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Our Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. So we're talking about how... Well, what sparked all this initially, for those of you just tuning in, was Ron Paul had an article that I shared, a short one, about kind of the future of freedom in 2018 and that he's optimistic. And, you know, and I appreciate that optimism. I'm also optimistic in general. I don't think we're going to see any kind of significant turnaround in 2018 in that way. I think it's going to take a long time before people really start to come on board with these ideas. And that's not because I believe that people are inherently immoral. It's just that, or that they are, or they happen to be immoral or ignorant. I think they're just ignorant. And it's hard to cure ignorance because it's always easier to remain ignorant. You know, it's easier to just go about your business and, you know, live your life and not worry about the slave labor, as you pointed out, that is allegedly behind some of the Starbucks products.
Well, it's not allegedly. They flat out said it.
Okay, I had no idea. Yeah. I'm taking her word for it because I haven't seen anything. I haven't looked into it. I'm just going to accept that. And but many people, you know, they don't want to be bothered with these sorts of things. They've got a lot going on in their lives. They've got a lot of responsibilities. They've got bills to pay. They got, you know, mouths to feed. And that's what they're focusing on. And, you know, they don't have time to get into or the interest to get into what they consider to be politics. When you start talking about the issues, they might pigeonhole you as, oh, well, you must be a Republican or a Democrat. And so, you know, they don't even want to listen any further. Or if you do explain to them the ideas of liberty, they don't understand why government is what you're saying that it is, that, you know, we believe that the government or the state is a organization of strangers that uses violence against peaceful people. I mean, it's a criminal enterprise. Well, from top to bottom.
But it's not that complicated. I'm not trying to explain to you quantum physics. I'm trying to explain to you something pretty basic.
It's not that complicated, but you're going against years of indoctrination. You're trying to reverse and undo programming that has been inculcated in these people basically from birth. I mean, at least from a very, very young age, by their parents, by their grandparents, by the news media, by Hollywood, by the government itself, by the education system run by the government. So you're this lone voice in the wilderness who's shouting against all that and saying, hey, supporting that organization over there, that government, that's an immoral thing to do. Not only are you going against all that indoctrination, but you're also going against the cognitive dissonance that comes up when that person's like, uh-uh, I'm not immoral. I support my church. I donate to charity. I do all these other things. What are you talking about? The state's immoral. We all agreed to it. We voted for it. You know, there's all these explanations that they can go through in their head as to why this isn't immoral.
No, absolutely. And when I first heard about libertarianism, when I first heard about the NAP, the non-aggression principle, the belief that nobody has the right to initiate force, threats of force, or fraud against another person, including the thugs that call themselves the government, I absolutely rejected the idea the first time I heard it.
You rejected the NAP the first time you heard it?
Yes.
Because
of its implications for government. Because I was more of a fundamentalist sort of Christian at the time. And I was like, well, no, but it's the state that should make people act morally. But eventually I realized that morality really...
There's a contradiction there.
Absolutely. The state... eventually I realized that morality has to come from oneself. It has to come from the heart and the mind. And, you know, it can't be forced. Otherwise, it's not real. And so that was kind of the first thing that started unraveling that. And then from there I was able to accept it.
How long did that process take?
Well, let's see.
And how long ago was this that you're referring to?
That would have been back in, I probably first heard about it in probably 2009.
Okay.
Give or take, and
how long between when you heard about it, rejected it, and then eventually embraced it?
So I went full voluntarist the summer of 2011.
Okay, so a couple years.
Yeah.
A couple years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's got their own timeline. I think it's faster generally now than it might have been in the past because we do have more access to information.
Right. And in that case, I had just heard about it and then had no more contact for probably a good year and a half.
Right. Yeah, because most people aren't in New Hampshire. Most people are converted on the internet.
Right.
I accepted the NAP the first time I heard of it. It seems...
The non-aggression principle.
Yeah, really obvious to me, and I kind of wondered why I didn't figure it out before. But I wasn't an anarchist for another 6 years, because there is things you have to kind of sort out. And
Does that mean you were immoral for that six-year time frame?
Yes. But I do want to clarify something.
I mean, so can't you're not going to get her on being inconsistent.
But I do want to clarify something that I don't think is clear at all from what I'm saying, and that anarchists are not smarter than statists. We're not more moral than statists, even. There's anarchists that do horrible things. There's statists that do horrible things. Hmm. The thing we are more than statists is luckier. Okay, so yeah, what?
Okay, so then you should be able to empathize with people, then, if you yourself were in a situation where for 6 years you were an unprincipled person.
Well, I mean, in the time before that, I was a statist. So, yeah, everybody in this room apparently, except for you, was a statist at some point. So...
Yeah, I wouldn't say I wasn't a statist. I mean, I didn't disbelieve in the state, but anyway, my point is, if you can empathize with people because you've been in their shoes in the past...
I can empathize with someone who's doing something that's wrong, yeah.
Then I would... I guess what I'm trying to impart here...
Yeah, I mean, those 6 years kind of were horrible. That was like, being a minarchist is like... If I really, really hated somebody a lot, I'd be like, I'm going to make you be a minarchist. That's just an awful thing to do to somebody.
I just think that, most people out there are mostly ignorant and not interested in really learning the truth about what's going on because it's inconvenient, it's difficult.
Okay, right, but if you're not interested, then that's a judgment on you. If you have no access to information, then that's a judgment on me for not making it accessible enough.
Yeah. I just don't know if the attitude of, oh, these people are immoral, is the right attitude of being able to persuade them.
But I'm saying that of people, not of statists or minarchists specifically.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I would rather appeal to their sense of morality rather than think that they aren't.
Well, you can do that. I can do logic, and then we'll convert everybody.
It's Free Talk Live.
They're not incompatible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Melanie, you are an accountant by trade. That is what you do. You're bringing on new clients because you've hung out your shingle, gone off in doing your own thing. Now, you used to work for companies. Now, you don't work for anybody except for yourself and all of your clients.
Yeah.
But it's better to have a bunch of little bosses than one big boss, if you will. And sort of the clients are your little bosses in a way. But you've got businesses that are doing, you know, availing themselves of your service. You've got individuals who are signing on to get some help with their tax filings, which, of course, are going to be coming up fast. I mean, it is the new year here. We're doing the show on the 1st of January, and so we're just a few months away from that dreaded April 15th date. What do people who are interested in maybe trying an accountant for the first time or switching over from their current accountant, what do they need to know?
So if you're an individual who does just the yearly taxes, you have a W-2 job or maybe a 1099 that is kind of just income, then you come to me whenever you get all your paperwork.
The W-2s when they come in the mail, and the 1099s, all that when it's all done?
Yes, okay. And then any interest documents or any expenses or anything like that, just whenever you get it all together, then come to me then. If you know your stuff is complicated, you might want to kind of make an appointment even if you know you don't have anything yet, because I can always just type in an amount from a W-2 after I do all your other stuff.
Okay.
If you have a small business, then if you need me to take over the bookkeeping, then get an appointment and we can go over exactly what you need to do based on
how complicated.
Yeah, what you. Yeah. are coming from, whether you're starting new books or I'm taking over from a retired accountant or taking over from you were doing it before, something like that. Just kind of based on, that's going to be really specific as to what you're coming from and what your business needs.
And you can help, because you're a real anarchist, as we've determined here tonight, you can help people keep as much money as possible from the hands of the state.
Yes.
That's what you're good at, because you hate the state, and that will show in how you consult with people and help them out with stuff.
Yes.
So we did, by the way, fix our subdomain issues. So now going to tax.freetalklive.com should work for everybody. There was a short time or a period of time where it wasn't working for some people on some browsers. It is now. So tax.freetalklive.com, that will forward you directly to Melanie's website, which has contact information on it, allowing you to reach out to her and bring her on board to help you out with your tax situation. Because taxes suck. Why not have an anarchist do them for you? The toll-free number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. Let's talk about libertarian women in a moment. But first, Tiss is on the line in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bob, and Melanie.
Hello. Yeah,
hello?
What's the advantage of having an anarchist do my taxes?
It's a good question. Melanie, what is the advantage of an anarchist doing taxes?
So some accountants, not all, kind of feel that they work for the IRS, and they don't. I guess some accountants do work for the IRS. They go to the IRS and get a paycheck from the IRS. Mm-hmm. But some people will kind of replace their risk tolerance, I guess, for yours. And there's deductions that you really do qualify for, and they just don't want to deal with it. Whereas I will, not to say that we're just going to kind of make stuff up or anything like that, but I will make sure you keep as much as they're going to let you, basically.
And what good does not having people pay their taxes do? I mean, how are we going to fund social programs?
I'm not.
Yeah. Why not? Through the free market.
People? You don't want to help people?
Well, you said social programs. That has nothing to do with helping people.
Yeah, you can help people without giving money to the government. In fact, you're better off helping people by giving money directly to the local charities that are actually doing the helping of people.
I mean, going out and helping people.
Roughly 50% of the United States budget goes to the military, so you're kind of killing people when you give them money.
Yeah, I mean, Even what they do give that's quote-unquote charitable, I mean, you have a bunch of sleazy thugs taking 90% off the top.
That's true.
For taxes.
The bureaucrats are also taking a big, even if you just look at welfare, like 70 or so percent of the welfare dollars actually go to the bureaucrats running
right.
the program.
And then even with what they do give...
Then there's the people who take advantage.
Right, it's mismanaged.
People working the system.
Right, they have the calculation problem, so they have no way of even knowing what efficient is, let alone actually being efficient with that
money.
Right,
charities are far more efficient, dollar per dollar, than governments are. But these are good questions, Tiss.
What about people like my mom who are on disability? You think people just help her for no reason?
Yes.
Yeah, because people are kind and
Why?
People are compassionate. Huh?
Why? What's they don't even know her.
I've helped plenty of people I don't know.
Did you know that there were natural disasters that happen around the world and, you know, the Red Cross and other charities collect billions of dollars in contributions from people who will never set foot in the areas? I mean, think about the typhoon in Thailand from a few years ago, which just devastated people's lives. There were billions of dollars poured into that from people who don't know anyone in Thailand and never will probably ever go to Thailand, but yet they donated to that because people are compassionate generally and they can put themselves in those people's shoes, and they can say, you know, I wouldn't want my house to burn down, or I wouldn't want my house to, you know, flood or whatever, and so
that's
I would want to help. Huh?
It's a natural disaster.
So. Yeah, and it's also a disaster when somebody has a disability and they hurt themselves. I mean, people's houses burn down, too.
People go care.
What?
No, that's not true.
Most people don't care.
Most people don't care about what? I couldn't make it out what you're saying.
Stroke victims.
Stroke victims?
Oh no, that's not. Yeah, no. There's absolutely charities that help people who have had strokes and medical issues.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, and of course, even apart from that, there's charity. Or there's, there's various insurances that you can buy.
Well, I mean, there's countless medical charities out there. Some hospitals and doctors offer their services free to, you know, low-income clients, and they have charity wings. That's such a thing in some hospitals where you can donate to that. I'm sorry?
Are you saying you have a disability?
I don't know what kind of phone you're on, but it's really hard to make out some of the words that you're saying. What about a disability?
You have a disability.
Could you make out what she's...
No, I can't.
One more. I'm going to give you one more chance. What was it?
You're saying to get rid of Social Security.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely get rid of Socialist Security.
Yeah, because I don't believe that using violence is a good basis to help people. Do you?
Sounds like violence.
Oh, well, the government is based in violence. Every government program out there is based in aggressive force, meaning that if you don't support the government by paying whatever they demand from you, that they will come after you and use violence against you. Don't you think that's true?
No.
Yes. No. Oh, absolutely. If you don't pay whatever they demand, they're going to come at you with the threat of gun and cage and steal your property.
What do you think is going to happen if somebody doesn't pay taxes?
They go to court.
They go to court, and then what?
And then the judge sentences them to jail time.
What if the person says, well, I don't honor your system, I don't respect your system, I'm not going to your court? Otis, we're so sorry, but that's just not acceptable. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, yeah, so there's an example of somebody who does embrace the violence of the state, and they are more than happy to wield it against people, and unfortunately that's where we are today. There's plenty of people who think like Tiss.
Yes, I'd like to add, yeah, absolutely, Socialist Security absolutely should go away.
You hate old people, don't you?
No, absolutely not. But I do hate being stolen from, and more importantly, I hate seeing people that I care about being robbed.
Mm.
I'm never going to see a red cent of that.
Nope.
But
13-14% or something like that of every paycheck goes to Social Security?
It's 7, and then your employer matches 7, so if you're self-employed, it's 14.
Well, right, and if they didn't have to pay it, in theory, the employer could pay you more, right? Because they could pay you that 7%. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio, it's Ian,
Bob,
and Melanie.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here, and then hopefully we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about libertarian women. But first, let's go to Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I just kind of wanted to follow up on a little bit about what that last caller said.
Sure.
And I think that what she was referring to was that, you know, people that are on, you know, disability, there's a difference. There's disability and then there's, you know, there's state welfare. They're two different programs.
Yeah.
But if I'll use myself as the example. Now, I'm 54 years old, okay? I worked as long as I could in my life, which was over 30 years. I'm a homeowner, and I'm on Social Security disability because I can't work because of my disease. And I paid in all of my quarters and everything. When I first started working, you know, I was going with the flow like everyone else, and I got rolled into the program and got rolled into Social Security just like everyone else and followed the flow and paid in all the tax bill and Social Security and all that kind of stuff. I should be entitled to at least, if you think about it, that's an insurance program, you know, and if you paid into that, you should be able to at least...
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody collecting the money that they paid into a program. I wouldn't say that somebody shouldn't be on, you know, whatever this program is.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so there's a couple of issues there. First of all, none of that has anything to do with whether or not a particular program should exist or whether or not the state should exist, which
right.
If it ceases to exist, then so would this program.
Right. The state has no obligation to you, Robert. If they want to shut down the program, they're going to shut it down, and then you're going to have to figure out what to do about that.
Not only that, but it's... I mean, yeah, it sucks that you were robbed, and you do have a right to restitution for to get your money back from them in whatever way that comes.
Well, I mean,
but you don't have a right to advocate that I be stolen from to
pay for Social Security and disability and any of these other programs, they're not insurance policies. If I ran an insurance company the way they're running this, I'd be in prison five times over.
Yeah,
they're Ponzi schemes.
Yeah. Well, so that's not really fair.
Money,
to
yeah,
Ponzi.
That, they took your money, yes. They robbed you. That doesn't, like, that money's gone. That money's spent. That money's been spent 40 years ago. So,
right, but I mean, I didn't get asked to get rid of it. There was no choice. I was forced to get
rid of it.
Right,
yeah, I'm saying you were robbed. So, like, right. If I go walk down the street and get robbed tonight, which is highly unlikely in Keene, New Hampshire, but if I do, I can't turn around 30 years from now and be like, I'm going to go walk around in New York City and rob somebody else. Like, that, those two things, one's not an answer to another. And as far as disability goes, there are very few people who can't do any job. There are people like that, but there are very few people who just can't do any job, period.
There's, like, jobs where people can sit at a desk and, you know, answer the phone all day, and it doesn't require a whole lot of motion or whatever. So I tend to agree with you on that, Melanie, that, you know, without disability taking a bunch of people out of the marketplace unnecessarily, we'd probably have a more, more robust marketplace where people were out there and filling a lot of roles that are tough to
fill. Now, I do think Ron Paul is right that unfortunately, people have become dependent on these socialist programs.
It's going to be hard to take it away.
And some people, like, do need charity. That is absolutely the case. And so, he had a thing where he's, you know, he was, like, talking about how that would be one of the last things he took, disassembled. And I think that's generally fair.
I liked Harry Brown's proposal, Robert, which he was the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 1996 and 2000. His proposal was that the IRS building be demolished with, like, a wrecking ball, and then that you could sell off the pieces of the building as, like, a collector's item, that you could have a chunk of the IRS concrete or something, and then the money that would come in from the sales, and also he was talking about selling off, like, all the land that the government owns and all the other buildings that they have, and then taking that money in and giving, you know, a lump sum payment out, or having an annuity or something, you know, ongoing payments for all the people who are currently receiving and who expect to receive these checks, to where they can keep getting their check and the government would go away. Mm-hmm. Which, so it is possible to do this, Robert. I want to get Robert's response.
I'm not opposed to like some kind of a settlement or something like that, but it would have to be something. I mean, I'm not expected to die next week, but if I could live to be 75, I'll be happy.
Thank you for the call, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here tonight.
Yeah, so paying in for 30 years and then taking out for another 45 doesn't really add up as far as claiming you paid in.
Yeah, the biggest amendment I would make to Harry Brown's proposal there would be to cement the doors shut in the middle of the business day. So that the IRS agents are still inside.
I don't know if that's
when it gets demolished.
I don't know if that's a moral idea.
I mean, they're slavers. Like,
yeah, but I mean, shouldn't you support forgiveness?
You are a Christian.
I mean, for myself, absolutely.
Them.
But they're enslaving other people, and that needs to end.
I see what you're saying there. How many of them know that that's what they're doing, though?
Okay, it's not a secret. It's not like you're going to work and you think you work for, you know, FedEx, and then you find out 20 years later you were actually working for ISIS. That is not the case. You know you are working for the IRS. There
Does
is
that
no
mean you deserve to suffocate
doing.
Under a pile of rubble, though? I don't know if that's
the case.
It means
a lot of things.
I mean, there's not
that.
Much.
What would Jesus do, Bob?
Jesus would run into the temple, flip over some tables, and beat the bankers with whips. That's what Jesus would do, according to the book about Jesus.
What would a libertarian woman do though?
Most of them would probably go cry in the corner. I'd advocating throwing the tables.
I wish we had more time to get into this, because you were pretty hot on this topic earlier tonight when we were talking before the show about libertarian women. You are a liberty-oriented female, but a lot of them don't get along with one another, from what I've noticed.
Okay, so, well, I mean, women just don't get along, and that's a thing.
Yeah, it does seem to be a thing with women. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks that. So, but what is it specifically about libertarian women that, you know, you wanted to communicate or
So there's talk this about? Question that has been going around for at least 5 years, probably longer than that.
Much longer.
Some libertarians have asked it, specifically female ones. Some kind of just random people in passing ask it. And it's, why aren't more women libertarians?
Yep.
Which to me is really a non-question almost. I mean, it's in the form of a question, I guess. But it's like, so this is what the message is. We present it to anyone who will listen, and then you either accept it, ask more questions, or reject it.
But are you saying that women are more likely to reject the ideas of liberty when presented with it?
That seems to be what the stats look like.
What has your experience been?
My experience is that most of the anarchists I know are guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as far as, like, talking to women about libertarianism as a woman, right? Because one of the arguments is that, oh, well, there's so many guys in libertarianism that it's a turnoff to women to even, you know, listen to them. And
okay, so that's not an argument against philosophy. So
yeah, but if the communicator is a poor communicator, then it doesn't matter what the philosophy is.
Okay, right. So if somebody poorly communicates what libertarianism is and you reject that poorly defined, non-defined thing, then you haven't really rejected libertarianism. You've rejected some other weird thing that they made up and called libertarianism. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if someone is, if your complaint is, you, I don't like that there's too many guys, that has absolutely nothing to do with philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're rejecting kind of the concept of philosophy, regardless of which one it is. And that's fine, but then that's what you're doing, and I can't make you be philosophical. If you want to go do something else, then go do something else. I'm not going to, like, I don't go knock on people's doors and be like, have you heard the good news about our Lord and Savior Rothbard and his message of anarchy? Like, that's annoying. It's not useful. It's just a waste of time. And
would women be better at recruiting women?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know either.
But, I mean, the only thing I can do and the only thing anybody else can do is present the message in the way that they know how to.
Is it possible that other women don't want to recruit libertarian or other females into libertarianism because they don't want the competition for the libertarian men?
They don't really have to worry about that anytime soon, and if they do, then I kind of, like, they kind
let's,
of...
Let's bring this back around next week, because I think this is a pretty deep topic that we're probably not, you know, we can't do justice in a minute and a half. So, Bob and Melanie, thanks for joining me here on the very first episode of Free Talk Live for 2018. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.